أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، ومن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained that rozas have been made for a specific number of days, but it was not specified which are those days. So in this ayat, Allah specified it, Shahr Ramadan. It is the month of Ramadan that has been specified for keeping rozas. Whether the month is 29 or 30 days, the rozas of the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala says, it has been made for us. And the month of Ramadan is that very great and honorable month also, which is the recipient of all the heavenly books. On the first of Ramadan, the Sahifa, the booklets of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, were given to him. On the sixth, the Torah was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. On the 12th of Ramadan, the Zabur of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was given to him. On the 18th, the Injil was given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the 24th, the Quran Sharif was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is that great and honorable month. The month is also honorable, and the passenger, the rider in this month, the Quran Sharif, both are so great and honorable. Na'am al-Rakib wa Na'am al-Markab. The conveyance is also so great and honorable, and the one that is in the conveyance, that is also so great and honorable. So Allah says that this is the month, unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Jisme nazil hua Quran. In this month, the Quran Sharif was revealed. That alone also it shows the great honor of this month. And this Quran Sharif is hudal linnas wa bayyinati min al huda wal furqan. Hidayat hai waaste logo ke aur daleel roshan raah paane ke aur haq ko batil se juda karne ki. Like the Torah, the Injil, the other kitabs also. But much more greater than that, the Quran Sharif is the most superior kitab. It is said all the subject matter of all the previous kitabs are contained in the Quran Sharif. So this is that great kitab. Allah Ta'ala has brought here hudan, that is in singular, that it is a means of hidayat. Wabayyinat, and that is in plural, bayans, the clear the distinction. So the previous kitabs also had hidayat, they also had guidance and showed the path, but not like the Quran Sharif. This is a great, great favor upon us that Allah has revealed the Quran Sharif to us. And it is bayyinati min al-huda wal-furqan. It shows clear the bayans and the discussions of the Quran Sharif that what is hidayat. Like night is different from day, winter is different from summer, the males are completely different from me females. Everything, there is a clear distinction. The Quran makes hidayat so clear. And wal-furqan, it distinguishes between right and wrong. Anyone who makes the Quran Sharif his way, which is one great dua which we should also make, وَتُخَلِّطَهُ بِلَحْمِ وَدَمِ وَسَمْعِ وَبَصَرِ. Oh Allah, mix this Quran, a thorough mixing with my bilahmi, my meat, my blood, and my body. Let the Quran be part of me. Then a person will see, have clear furqan. In all matters, he'll see clearly what is the clear path to Allah Ta'ala. And what is the path of deception of this dunya. How this dunya deceives us. And he will see clearly the falsehood in sports, for example, in Western culture, or in brand name clothing, in fashion clothing. He will see clearly the darkness and the evil of it. And in Quran and Hadith, Sunnah, he will see the clear light of it. He won't have any ambiguity. He won't even think of going towards any of the guna, music, intermingling of sexes. He will make it clear, the clear distinction of university and school education. secular education, which is another name for atheism, because they teach in the secular education the denial of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah does not exist. They teach the denial of religion. You will see all these things very, very clearly. So when this is the case, and you get this honorable month with this honorable Quran, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. So جو کوئی پائے تم میں سے اس مہینے کو تو ضرور روزے رکھے. Whoever of you finds this month, then he must keep roza. In here, one is that to celebrate this great honor of the Quran Sharif, to honor it, keep roza. And by roza, you will purify yourself, and then you will get the virtues of the Quran Sharif. As long as you are impure, then you can't know, you don't know what the Quran Sharif is, and what a great honor, what a hafiz the Quran is. And even the Hafiz himself, if he is not pure, he also doesn't know this great honor Allah has bestowed upon him. Then the same Hafiz will be cutting his beard, shaving his beard. He'll be wearing jeans and all other types of clothing. His haircut will be in a funny style. All that he also, but if he purifies himself, then he will realize the honor of the Quran Sharif. So a person should honor this month, the Quran Sharif, by fasting in this month. Also, the ayat means that previously, at the beginning, rozas were not, they were made for us, but this latitude was given. If you want to, you can keep the rozas. And if you don't want to, even without a reason, you could give fidya. That was at the beginning. This ayat cancelled that command and said that now whoever of you finds the month, then fast in that month. That latitude of that you don't keep roza and give the fidya, that has been abrogated, that has been cancelled now. Now it is farz to keep the roza. However, still that latitude still stands, that a person who is ill or a person who is on a journey, that he doesn't keep the rozas in the month of Ramadan, and he makes good for them after the month of Ramadan. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. اور جو کوئی ہو بیمار یا مسافر تو اس کو گھنٹی پوری کرنی چاہیے اور دینوں سے. A person who is ill and he is excused according to Sharia, valid reasons of his illness, and he's on a journey, a Shari journey, which is about 78 kilometers, then he can cover those roza that doesn't keep roza in Ramadan, and he covers them up in other days. And also this latitude is given that he doesn't have to keep them all together consecutively. He can spread them out also. However, the great barakat and anwarat of Ramadan he will not get. As it comes in a riwayat that you can keep, if you miss the roza of Ramadan, your whole life you can keep roza, you won't be able to get the barakat of Ramadan. For that you have to keep that roza in Ramadan. Therefore, a person who is on a journey, and especially today's journeys which are not so cumbersome, we don't go walking all the way in our journey, we don't go after rough terrain, etc. Our journeys today are by motor car, by aeroplane, so it isn't so hard. So a person should endeavor to keep his roza. Similarly, illness, as far as possible, even if we are excused, we should still try to keep, to get the barakat of the month of Ramadan. And then Allah Ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah chahata hai tum par asani, aur nahi chahata hai tum par dushwari. Allah wants to make things easy for you. Allah does not want to make things difficult for you. When a person understands, you will appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And to practice on rukhsat, where Allah has given permission, is also a great ni'mat, where Allah allows you that you don't have to keep roza. And to make amal on azimat is also a great ni'mat, that you take the little courage from your side, and though you are given permission, it is the law has been relaxed for you, but still you work on the practice on the original. That is also a great ni'mat. To practice on azimat is also a great ni'mat. To practice on rukhsat is also a great ni'mat. Both are from Allah. When Allah has eased things for you, appreciate this ease from Allah. You don't have to make life hard and tough for you when Allah has made it easy. From your side, to make Allah happy, you try your best also. And within your means, you go even, though you have been permitted not to keep roza, but you still keep roza, that azimat also. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ Or is waste ke tum puri karo ginti. And for this reason, that you must keep the rozas afterwards, that your rozas are completed full. Women who miss their rozas because of their menses, there is no choice for them there. Then they should also cover them up after Ramadan, so that the full number of Ramadan rozas, 29 or 30, can be complete. We couldn't keep them in Ramadan for whatever reason, valid reasons, then cover them up so that that number can be completed. And وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ اور تاکہ برائی کرو اللہ کی اس بات پر کہ تم کو ہدایت کی وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ اور تاکہ تم احسان مانو. And also after the month of Ramadan, then express the greatness of Allah تبارک و تعالی, that He guided you for this and He gave you this great month and He gave you the understanding to keep the rozas and to honor the month with the Quran Sharif, with the Taraweeh at night, with tilawat, with dua, with zikr. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He gave you this. And we see that this is for all other ibadat also. For namaz also, Allah says, particularly for the Jummah namaz, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ You finished your namaz, your Jummah namaz, now still make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in abundance. When Hajj is completed, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا Then, or after Hajj also, make the zikr of Allah. After your rozas are finished, make the zikr of Allah and make shukr to Him. Appreciate it. Don't take this rozas like a burden and now it's just good that it's gone and it's finished. But make shukr that, Ya Allah, You gave us all these great ibadat of namaz, of Hajj, of roza. We make Your shukr. So that should be the attitude at the end of the month of Ramadan. That and all the time, for every ibadat, we should make shukr to Allah for His great, great ibadat that He gave us. The Quran Sharif, the Quran Sharif is the kalam of Allah. It is the guidance, the connection with Allah. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ Hold firmly onto the rope of Allah, onto the Quran Sharif. So this Allah Ta'ala has given us the Quran Sharif. Ramadan is the month to gain the friendship of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you acquire taqwa. إِنْ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ The friends of Allah are those who have got taqwa. So the connection with Allah through the month of Ramadan, through the Quran Sharif, Allah has given us a great combination. In business practices, we always strive to get a combo, to get a combination of things. Yeah, Allah has given us a great spiritual combination of Quran Sharif and of Ramadan. It is offered to us free of charge. Just a little bit of application from our side and we reap the great, great benefit. So we should not be unmindful of a split moment, a split second of Ramadan. We should try and take maximum benefit for us in this dunya first of all. And then what the returns will be in the akhirat, we cannot imagine. On the day of Qiyamah, for all ibadat, Allah will appoint the malaika to give the sawab for the ibadat the people did. But for roza, Allah will say, I will personally give the reward. So when Allah is going to give, we cannot imagine what that reward will be. And according to one reading of it, that Allah says, I myself am the reward. You will get me now. That you kept roza, now you will get me. And who gets Allah, there is nothing superior than that. Jannat cannot measure anywhere near Allah Ta'ala Himself. So all this for roza, for the month of Ramadan, which Allah is blessed to us with, which is on our doorstep, with very open hearts and with great anxiety and anxiousness, we should be waiting and be looking forward and taking full benefit benefit of the whole month. Allah give us all tawfiq.